This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Alejandro Caraballo, medical records 161-420-429-1971, referring physician Dr. Adriana Higuera, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedures biopsy, cost net polypectomy. Date of the procedure, June 7, 2024, indications GERD, Cologuard positive, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, esophageal ulcer, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, number 5, 4, colon polyps removed, per paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, sequence for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediate, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston Professional score 6, 2 in the right colon, 2 in the transverse colon, 2 in the left colon, per paragraph. Operative procedures per double template, per paragraph findings, anorectum, internal orofaringe, appear normal, per paragraph esophagus. There's a spleen base ulcer in the distal esophagus. This is about 5 millimeters in size. Biopsy taken, per paragraph. This is small hiatal hernia present, per paragraph stomach. This appear normal. Biopsy taken from anterior body, rotary to valori, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigma descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, per paragraph translation, appear normal, per paragraph. Transverse colon in the mid-transverse colon, sees a poly 5 millimeters, moved by cause, net polypectomy, per paragraph. Proxima transverse colon, sees a poly about 6 millimeters, moved by cause, net polypectomy, per paragraph. And the hepatic flexion pedunculated poly 5 millimeters, moved by cause, net polypectomy, per paragraph. And the descending colon, there's a diminished poly about 3 to 4 millimeters, cause, net polypectomy, performed, per paragraph. Cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, patient need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, start a patient on protonics. Next number, repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks to document esophageal ulcer healing.